The Trump campaign paid Cambridge Analytica nearly $6 million. Mm-hmm. What'd you get for that money?
Well, $5 million, that was a TV buy. So you got to wipe off $5 million. Steve Bannon made a purchase of TV advertising that ran on the East Coast. They have a television division where they literally just place television. They're paid, I think, approximately around $800,000. We received staff. The reason I hired Cambridge Analytica was actually not for Cambridge Analytica at all. I didn't know about their company. I didn't know anything about them. They had hired some of the Scott Walker digital team in 2015. These were the guys that had really helped Scott Walker reelect. And there was a guy named Matt Iskowski. When I met Cambridge, I thought they were full of crap. But I met Matt Iskowski and I really liked him. He had experience running a very well-targeted and well-run digital campaign. I actually wanted to hire him without Cambridge, and he said, I'm under contract. So I asked him for an employment contract. And so I hired them for staff only. And each one of the payments between then and election day were for staff only. And then Matt worked on my team with four or five of his people. And they mainly ran polling, visualization, and support staff to all the things we needed to do to, you know, get things done digitally. I actually didn't hire Cambridge Analytica for any data work. Not hire them for any other data.
Do you regret any affiliation with Cambridge Analytica?
Hindsight's 2020 now. I don't regret because I'm sitting here today and Donald Trump's president, so I'm not going to regret that decision. You know, it's sad what Cambridge and Analytica executives did, but I barely knew him, didn't even have anything really contact with him. And from the day I hired him till after the day after the election, I actually never talked to any of those guys.